This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We have some details today on Uber, hackers, and a big ransom payment. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The car service Uber got hacked, did not report it, and paid off the hackers in part to keep the whole thing quiet. The company has now ousted its head of security. Uber's CEO, who's new on the job, said, quote, "None of this should have happened, and I will not make excuses for it." Bloomberg News first broke this story. Many issues here, but first I asked Bloomberg reporter Eric Newcomer just what data was stolen.
So there are 57 million people affected, according to Uber. 50 million of them were riders. And the information there was names, cell phone numbers, emails. And importantly, you know, it wasn't social security numbers or payment information or anything like that. Then there were 7 million drivers. And importantly, 600,000 of the drivers had their driver's license numbers stolen. That's information that could be used to steal someone's identity.
All right. So this happens in October of 2016. We're finally talking about this in November of 2017. Uber has fired its security chief, right? But let's get to this, what looks like a ransom. Uber paid the hackers $100,000 for what?
Basically, the hackers reach out to Uber and say, you know, we have your information. So Uber agrees to pay them $100,000 to delete the files and, you know, to keep quiet about this. And to some degree, I mean, they'd argue that was effective in that they haven't seen the information sort of out in the wild.
Now, there must be legal liability for waiting so long to make these disclosures. Some of your experts must be telling you.
This case is particularly awkward for Uber because Uber had just settled with the New York Attorney General over, you know, similar data breach issues and then was in the middle of talks with the Federal Trade Commission at the time. So it was pretty obvious what regulatory agencies Uber should have flagged this to, and they sort of very clearly decided not to.
The new CEO at Uber, he came in September. We knew he had to change the culture, but he's really got to change the culture.
You know, this is a case where this was a surprise scandal. You know, this wasn't one of the issues that had been brewing or that sort of led to the ouster of Travis Kalanick. This was an instance where he did find something out inside the company and then decided that he needed to come clean with it, even though, as we've seen, the backlash has been really negative.
Eric Newcomer is a reporter at Bloomberg News. Eric, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
There's also news today that orders for the longer-lasting expensive things in the U.S. dropped unexpectedly last month. Orders for durable goods fell 1.2%, a sign that businesses might be getting more cautious on spending. There's news. The man behind so many of Disney Pixar animated movies, John Lasseter, is taking a six-month sabbatical. This after he admitted what he called missteps that made colleagues feel, quote, disrespected or uncomfortable. It's not clear what those, quote, missteps were. When it comes to lodging a complaint of sexual harassment, a company on the scale of the Walt Disney Corporation has a human resources department, but not every company does. So as a practical matter, what's the move then? Jane M. Von Bergen writes about workplace issues for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
So the Weinstein Company had no HR department. Charlie Rose's production company, no HR department. In a sense, that's a pity because HR, human resources, they're supposed to be trained professionals aimed at helping when people feel they've been treated wrongly.
But many companies, when they're small, don't have HR departments. We're looking at these high-profile cases. But, you know, when you think about your corner coffee shop, many other places where you might end up working, your local gym, they might be too small to have an HR department. And that poses a whole new set of problems and complications for people who are being harassed on the job.
So, Jane, what's a first step then if there's no HR department?
Try to band together with others. Look, there's safety in numbers. Other people can know about it. Other people may know about the harassment. Talk to your coworkers. See what they say. See if you can group together and make a complaint.
And the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has a complaint process, and that can lead to a formal complaint. So there's that avenue. But even before the feds might be consulted, there's something more local?
Yes. The feds can be consulted, but if the company is very small, federal jurisdiction may not apply. So there are human relations commissions. I know we have one here in Philly. Most states have them. And you can turn there for help. An important thing to realize, though, is that a company really can't be held liable if it doesn't know what's going on. That's one reason why people may have to go through some kind of channels or at least document that they've complained to a superior or higher up. You have to show that you let the company know and that they didn't help you.
But back to companies that do have human resources departments, if you have a trained professional who knows what to do, knows the law, this can, of course, be an asset. But HR, don't they work on behalf of the company and not necessarily the employee?
It really depends on the company. It depends on the HR person. Depends on the whole situation there. We had a lawyer here in Philadelphia, an employment lawyer, who said HR is not your friend. You can go to HR and then you can be retaliated against. Retaliation is illegal, but that goes back to the earlier point of try to get allies, try to form a group, and that will be your biggest strength.
Jane M. Von Bergen writes about the workplace for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jane, thank you.
You're welcome.
Note that the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has a counseling and complaint system that focuses on companies with 15 employees or more, 15. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.